Hello there, Philip Talkordia. This is Greg Laird One.
And Blindly Awake.
And we're going to be doing the, really another meditative, brilliant little exploration questionnaire, or the ramble questionnaire. So.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be really, really long, like really long, so. Sorry! Yeah. Not sorry!
Not sorry at all, no. Right, without further ado then. Right, first question. What fictional world would you like to live in?
I would say Game of Thrones type, but it's a bit crazy. So.
Yeah, that'd be a bad choice. All the shit that goes down.
Basically, you might die. Like, you go to, you know, pick your vegetables and then you die. Like, anything you do, you will die.
Do anything, then die.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Just thinking about random worlds now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back on books and stuff I've read and picked them.
Yeah. Like, something like Discworld would be pretty cool, but it's fucked up, so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess the, like, Avatar sort of world, that'd be pretty funky.
Yeah, it would be cool. Yeah. But also bad, because Fire Nation.
And also bad.
Fire Nation OP.
Fire Nation OP. Yeah, I can't really think of, like, fictional worlds that I would like to live in, to be honest.
No, me either.
I cannot think, like, without it being, like, full of war and stuff.
I can't think of anything. Like, oh, I'd like to live there. Oh, wait.
Right, ravaged by war. Yay.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's somewhat... Oh, well, no, that's not fictional. I was like, oh, Egypt, because always Egypt with me, but that's not fictional, that's actually a thing.
Yeah, same with me. It'd be like, oh, just stuff in the past, not like actual fictional stuff.
I guess, I don't know, I'd do Game of Thrones, but I want to be like, not the Lannisters, but... The Lannisters type of person. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Next question. What dish are you most proud of knowing how to make?
My one is coq au vin. Because chicken is amazing. Especially when you put it with wine.
Let me think. Making pizza from scratch is pretty cool, I suppose.
Yeah. But then pizza's always good.
Yeah. Even though
even better when you make it yourself.
Well, yeah. I don't totally make it from scratch because it's not like I'm making the pepperoni when I make the sauce. It's from, like, the tomatoes and so far from the can, but
yeah.
I put seasoning in it, and then the dough is made with the bread machine, so.
You make the dough there, that's more than most people do, because a lot of people just buy, like, bases.
The dough, yeah. Most people just order pizza.
Most people just order pizza, yeah. I haven't actually made pizza in years. Last time I made it must have been, what, like 4 or 5 years ago? It just costs too much to buy everything.
Yeah. So, well, get a bread machine.
We've got a bread machine.
What? Make pizza! What's wrong with you?
Hey, I make pasta from scratch, even though it doesn't taste any different. So.
Yeah, you told me that. I was like, well, I'm never going to do that.
It tastes no different.
It tastes so bad. No, thanks.
It's like, let me just spend an hour doing all these bits of pasta. Oh, wait, it tastes exactly the same as if I were to just use packaged pasta.
Yeah, no, don't want to do that.
Whoops.
I can't make any cakes from scratch. I can follow a recipe, but I can't make it from scratch.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, the most impressive dinner I could make for somebody, but it's not really that impressive. It'd be, like, chicken or maybe pork chops or something. I don't know.
That sounds tasty.
I'll go with the pizza.
Yeah.
That and I get asked to make rolls a lot.
Yes.
When I go to my parents' house. Like,
yeah.
When I was gone this past time for like 10 days, went through 2 5-pound bags of flour.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flour.
Yeah.
How many rolls did you make?
I think each batch makes 4, 8, 12, 16 rolls.
Mm.
And then sometimes I was making one or more batch a day. And then each bag is, you use 3.5 cups of flour, so it's like maybe 4 or 5 batches from each bag. So
damn.
Maybe 10. So like pretty much like one a day, one batch a day almost.
That's just impressive.
Yeah, it's tedious. And then I also can make cinnamon rolls from the same dough.
Awesome.
Also tedious.
But fresh bread.
Mm-hmm. But fresh it gets bread. To the point where these things that I make that everybody wants me to make so much, I don't eat them because I'm tired of them because I had to make like 50. That's and I'm like, I don't really want it.
Mm. I can also make banoffee pie. That's pretty fun to make.
What is that?
It's literally banana and toffee, like, with, like, a sort of, like, cheesecake, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Like, with a biscuit, like, English biscuit, obviously not American biscuit. Like,
okay, yeah, because that would be weird.
Yes.
No, thanks. Do not want bread with the banana and toffee.
It tastes incredible.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes. So, next question. Do you drive and do you swear a lot when you drive?
Yeah, I drive sometimes.
Oh, sorry, do you like to drive?
Oh, no.
That's me not reading.
Reading fail. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't really like to drive. Like, when I am in the city that I live in, do not drive much.
Mm.
I mostly drive when I have to go out of town to visit my family and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I have the ability and I have a car and I can do it. I just don't like driving.
That's fair enough.
And I don't swear a lot when I drive, but people be stupid. So sometimes...
Yes.
Sometimes I swear because I'm just like, what are you doing?
Seriously.
What are you doing, you idiot?
I sort of like to drive, but then I guess that's like my bike, but I guess that's sort of because I've still got the novelty of it.
Mm.
But I swear a little bit when I drive. It depends if someone tries to kill me, like on Friday.
You're allowed to swear if you almost die.
Yeah, people are stupid at roundabouts in England, so yeah, it's just like, if you're going to cut me off, I'm going to swear at you a lot.
I've obviously never been through an English roundabout, but they have a couple. Like they have one at my old college that they put in right before I graduated, and it's just, people just do not know what they're doing.
No.
And it's just very annoying, because they, like, act like they're about to, like, you know, leave the roundabout, and then, so you pull out, and then they're like, nope, just kidding, I'm going around again, and they try to speed up, and it's just bad.
Yeah, it's even more fun on a motorbike when someone, like, cuts in front of you. Because you were, like, mind your own business, and then all of a sudden, whoop, car in front of you just pulls straight out in front. It's like, thanks!
Thanks, I almost died.
Yes.
Well, next sub-question of that is, Google's researching self-driving cars. Would you be sad if you couldn't drive yourself anymore?
Hell no.
I actually looked at the videos of the self-driving cars. And, like, the one where it's just, like, the camera thing on, like, an actual car, like, a regular car, is kind of terrifying. But they had, like, a little smart car-looking car that just didn't have a steering wheel and people were getting in it. That looked like it might be fun for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I would be afraid. Well, I guess I would probably like it more to have the steering wheel just in case I could grab it and, like, kind of override it, but... I think that would be pretty cool, because then I could get stuff done while being driven someplace.
Yeah, that's another thing for me would be, because I'd actually have a full driver's license, I'd actually be able to have a car instead of just a bike.
Well, you wouldn't need a driver's license, I don't think.
Nope, it'd be great.
Self-driving car.
Self-driving car would be.
I would really be sad, though, because, I mean, if I can just put in... where I want to go and it'll take me, then it's not like I can't go where I want.
Yeah, exactly. So. But then they need to, like, sort it out so it works in traffic and stuff.
Yeah. It's going to make mistakes.
Yeah. All of the accidents.
Yes, all of the accidents. Blame Google. Sorry. So, like, if the internet goes down, the car
everything stops working.
Does the car just crash? Like, what happened?
It finds the nearest ditch and drives into it.
Because Google Maps are pretty good most of the time, but, you know, like, if they were, like, Apple Maps, then you would be flying off of bridges and stuff.
It's like, yeah, this is totally a road. Meanwhile, it drive off a pier.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Right, so the next question is, have you, I'm going to change the phrasing of this, have you ridden a train before? Like, Amtrak, don't mean public transport. City transport, that is.
No, I actually have not.
See, that's really surprising. Just because, like, being English and stuff, it's just like, yeah, get the train.
Yeah, so, I've heard, like, people, friends I have that aren't American, like, the train or the tram, as some of them call it, like, that's, like, just a thing.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I mean, I guess if I lived in maybe New York, then I'd be on the subway or something more, but they don't really have that here. Like, they have trains, but most of the trains are, like, transporting goods, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, whereas here, it's like, almost all the trains are just passenger trains that go everywhere around the country.
Mm-hmm. I think you could. Like, I'm pretty sure I could buy a ticket and train somewhere, but I don't even think about it. It's an option. I just think, like, am I going to drive or am I going to fly? Those are pretty much the two options.
That's fair enough.
And I don't go anywhere far enough most of the time to have to fly. And flying is. Sub-question on that one was it a fun experience?
No, it's a train. Because it's not a fun experience. You're sat in a freaking elongated cigar tube full of strangers who probably smell funny and have got, like, colds and stuff like that. It's not exactly fun.
So it's like a huge bus.
Yeah, basically.
Which I actually have not ridden the city bus before. I've ridden on, like, school buses before.
Yeah.
Trips and whatnot. But, yeah. Does not sound fun.
No. Right, so if I was planning a cross-country road trip, would you be willing to go along?
Yes.
Yes, also.
Except I would need more people to come because I don't want to do all the driving, and I get really nervous when I'm responsible for other people and I have to drive them, and I don't want you driving in America because we will die because we'll drive on the wrong side of the road.
You can't blame me for that one.
I'll wake up and we'll be on the left side of the road and I'm like, no!
Why on the side of the road? I don't know. It's the correct side to drive on, isn't it?
Why is everybody honking at me?
I have no idea what's wrong with these people.
Sub-questions. Can you handle being on the road for so long?
Yes, I can. After driving to Italy with family.
Mm.
Yes, I can handle being on the road for that long. We took 3 days driving to Italy, so.
Well, you didn't have to drive, though.
No, but we're still on the road. You still sat down.
Well, it's true. If I didn't have to drive, I definitely could sit entire time. Like, if somebody else was driving, I'd be fine. If I have to drive, my limit with driving is pretty much, like, 4 hours. Like, if it's further than 4 hours, then I probably don't even want to go.
That's fair enough.
That's pretty much I don't really go anywhere except my parents' house, and that's roughly about that far away, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably be on the road that long.
So the next sub-question after that is, would you be a fun passenger to talk with for the entire trip?
Yes, because I cannot fall asleep when I'm in a car. Like, unless I'm extremely exhausted, it's just too hard for me to fall asleep.
I am the same way. So it'll just be me and you chatting constantly all the way.
Yes, about dumb stuff, as usual. Stuff.
Yeah.
For hours, like we do.
It's like 5 hours later, conversation. It's like, I should really go to bed now.
The sun's coming up.
Yep.
What?
We did it again.
And then if you think back and like, well, what did you talk about? have no idea.
Not a lot.
Nothing.
Nothing.
A long time. Next question. Do you get seasick?
No, I don't. How about you?
I don't know. I've only been on a boat a couple times, and I don't remember getting seasick, but I know I do get car sick if I'm looking down too long in the car, like in a moving car, or if I'm trying to read in a moving car, I get car sick. So I'd assume I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get seasick. I think that may be because, like, all the family that have been in the Navy and stuff. And, like, things like that, so I guess I'm sort of used to it. And, I mean, I've never really enjoyed being on boats and stuff like that, but never got seasick.
Good.
Yes. So, next question is, please complete this sentence. People are blank.
Weird.
Yep. 100%. People are weird.
Annoying.
We can both agree on that one. People are weird. Anyone who says they're not weird is a liar.
Basically.
Because everyone has quirks.
Everyone. I have all the quirks.
Yeah. Can confirm.
Can confirm. Shut up.
Oh, come on. Like, I'm not weird as well.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, exactly. See? Point proved.
Was it weird because you're an Englishman?
Yes. Englishman. Has its flaws and its positives.
Yes. Next question. Complete this sentence. I'm blank when it rains.
It's just, I don't know this one, because it's just, it rains all the time in winter here. So it's just normal.
I'm normal when it rains.
I don't really have much emotion.
I'm sleepy when it rains. Rain makes me want to, like, it's good, like, if it's a thunderstorm, oh, I just want to sleep and cuddle with somebody, maybe watch a movie, but probably go to sleep. So, like, it's really hard, especially in the wintertime here, because I can kind of, you can kind of tell how cold it is outside, even when you're inside, or I can, anyway.
Yeah.
And, if I'm all snuggled up in my under my covers and it's raining when I wake up, I'm just like, nope, and I just roll back over.
Yep. I do that when it's when I have to go to school or whatever, or work. I'm just like, time to get up. No, too cold. Sitting in my bed.
If I was you, I would be upset when it rained. Well, now since you have your bike, because
oh rain, god, yeah, rain, Jesus,
please.
I'm gonna be sand from now on. Like, no. I'm going to have to get wet. Gonna school. No.
Sorry, no. Random milkshake noises. My bad.
Yeah. See, now you put that in my head, it's going to be, don't rain, ever.
Oh, you wouldn't be saying it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. But then I'm going to, like, freezing to death, like, in the middle of December on my bike.
Probably. Like,
putting the fur lining back in my leather jacket. Yes. Right. Next question. Do you believe that everyone has at least one interesting story to tell?
Probably yes. No, I don't think any of my stories are interesting, but other people might.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I haven't had my, like, that one, this one time this stuff happened story yet, and you know, the one that you tell at all the parties and whatnot.
I haven't had that either. I think there probably is, but like you said, it probably takes a while to get that interesting story.
Yep.
Because I don't have one yet. At least I don't think of it.
Yeah, well, it might be interesting to someone else, so you might not think it's interesting.
Well, like I told you earlier, the one about the dream I had before my granddad died, I guess that could be interesting to somebody.
Well, yeah, you told me, but you didn't tell everybody on the audio.
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell it again.
But I guess my interesting story might be that the night before I found out my granddad died, I had a dream about, going to their house and, like, for some, it was, like, happy and stuff, but then for some reason at the end, like, he never, like, never was the most, like, affectionate, huggy person, being a northern, like, bloke from Manchester, sort of, tough, but sort of like
Duffy.
Tough love sort of stuff. Like, isn't too like touchy feely with stuff. Mm-hmm. So
real manly man.
Yeah, basically. And so then at the end when we were leaving, it was obviously before I was about to wake up. He was like crying and hugging me and stuff. So that was a bit weird. Then I woke up and like literally like 2 hours later, we got a phone call from my grandma saying he died, and that was really, really weird and surprising. So.
Yeah, I would have probably been very afraid if I had, like, even if I had that dream, like, a couple days before, or even a couple days after, I would have been weirded out.
Yeah, so that was a fun, explaining that to my family after, like, why I reacted to, like, crazy so badly, fancy. Like, weirdly, when I found out, like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's a weird thing.
I would have freaked out too. Yeah. I mean, even you would have freaked out anyway, because you know that's your grandparent. But
yeah, but then I freaked out majorly because I dreamt about it, like him the day before, and he was crying and stuff. Yes, not fun.
Oh, grampy.
Or interesting. Yes.
See, that's interesting. You might not think that's interesting, but I'm sure. Other people think I think it's interesting.
No doubt there's probably some weird explanation somebody will give me for it.
Probably. Let's see. I lost my spot. Oh. What is the biggest thing men and women don't understand about each other?
How each other thinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only acceptable answer, I think.
Because women talk a lot.
Yeah.
But it also depends on the person, because
yes,
some people kind of wear their emotions on their sleeve and some don't.
Hmm.
And, like, I don't think I'm one of those people who wears their emotions on their sleeve.
No, me neither.
So, like, I think a lot, though, but I don't say everything I think.
Yeah.
I don't say, like, I probably say, like, 10% of what I think.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I think it's literally just the way we process stuff. Because I think guys or men seem to think everything through really logically.
Mm-hmm.
And then women just sort of connect everything together. Whereas we, like, put it in, like, individual boxes. Like, that's for that. This is for this. Don't like, interconnect everything.
Like with the colors and women knowing, seeing more color, or can identify more colors. Even though I'm kind of not like that, because... I don't know.
Yep. Yes.
Unless it's purples. If it's different shades of purple, because there are some shades of purple I like more than other shades of purple.
Yeah.
If I have a preference, but if like that's the only purple that they have in that thing, then I'm just going to get it because it's purple. I like it. But, yeah.
Fair enough.
I like my purple.
All of the purple. So the only sub question for that is, could men and women have better relationships with each other if they exchange body for a day, month, or year?
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially if it was like, oh god, if men could exchange bodies with like their girlfriend or whatever when she was on her period.
Yes, that would probably make us understand it a bit more.
Yeah, and if you only had to do it once, you'd be like, yo, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I had to do it every month. Leave me on it, go buy me candy.
That I completely understand. Now, what chocolate would you like?
All of it. Just bring some back.
Just bring me all of the candy.
Yeah. Yes. I think that would be a good experience, though. Because, well, I mean, if it was just switching bodies, then you wouldn't know how they think still, because you'd still technically be you.
Yeah.
But you would maybe understand more of the stuff that they go through.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how guys walk with the penises, like, just dangling. Like, it's a weird concept to me.
Like, you learn. You learn.
So, but, like... Like,
yep.
They get in the way.
It depends, they can.
Especially if you wear boxer shorts, like, not the boxer briefs, because you're just kind
of
like...
Yeah, I wear boxer shorts most of the time, and yes, sometimes it is a bit, they do get in the way of it, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't know if I would want to be a guy for probably longer than a week, though. Like, I don't know if I could do a month. Or definitely not a year. Like,
do a month.
No thanks. Do not want. Because then I'd be, like, the most feminine. Well, not the most, because I'm not a super feminine woman, but I'd be a pretty feminine guy, I think.
Yeah. So, same with me, if I swapped. Like, really masculine woman. It's like, what? Yeah.
Just be a tomboy.
Yeah. I couldn't last more than a month. A week, even. Because I'd just be like, where are my sports? Need sports.
You can still play sports? What?
Yeah, for like, all, like playing cricket.
Okay. Yeah. You would need a cup. Or
that's true.
What do you call it? A box?
A box.
A box.
We call it a box. But then that's because we have weird names for most
Is
things.
Is it shaped like a box?
No. It's shaped like a cup.
Oh, okay.
It's the shape to that his name, I think.
But weird just... English be weird.
Yep, deal with it.
Anyway. I think I'm next. According to the song Money, parentheses, that's what I want. The best things in life are free. Well, there's a sub-question, but I don't know if that's like...
I think that may be...
Two questions or one question?
I think it's probably one question combined together.
Okay, well then, what's your best thing in life that's free? Hugs, friends, buffets.
I mean, I don't know of many free buffets, but...
I wouldn't eat from a free buffet, I don't think.
No, I'd be concerned.
Like, if it was just legit, like, free all the time, you don't have to pay ever, then I wouldn't want to eat from it. But if it's like, I have a coupon, and it's free, then yeah.
Yeah. But if it's just free, I was like, what's wrong with this food to make it free?
Basically. No thanks.
And I think best things in life are free is probably just love of other people, like friends, family. Mm-hmm. So hugs get included in that.
Yeah. Money is nice. It buys things that make life more comfortable. Like, sometimes can make it more complicated because then you have more bills, but...
Yeah.
Most of the things that, or most of my memories of my happiest times as an adult were, like, it's a memory with people, not necessarily, like, I was broke. We were broke as hell, but we had so much fun while we were broke. So, yeah, I think that, and if, you know, I didn't have that, like, we're broke, so we have to kind of, you know, friends pooling resources, like in college, like some of my friends got together and we decided to do like a breakfast one day, and so like one person had bacon, somebody else had eggs, somebody else had pancake, and then we just like combined it and all ate, so and had a good time. But if you didn't have that, then you wouldn't have those memories. But then again, money's awesome.
Yes.
So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, money helps, but, like, money can't buy happiness, so...
It can't.
Yes.
But I'd like to find out if that's true or not. I'd like to have so much money that I could see... Like, I'd love to be rich and unhappy.
Yes. Yep. Rich and unhappy over... And I'd rather be poor and happy, I think.
Yeah, but you could also be poor and unhappy, so...
That's true. I guess you at least should have the comfort of being... You've got money and being unhappy, actually.
Yeah, like, I'm so unhappy and I got all this money. I'm going to go spend it on something and see if that makes me happy.
Dry your eyes with the money, like the, like the gift.
And you haven't seen Zombieland yet, have you?
No.
Ugh! Gotta get you to watch that.
Yeah, another film I've got to watch.
I'm slowly bringing you into the wave. Was it like 4 movies now?
4 or 5, yeah.
And they've all been excellent, might I add. Thank you very much.
Yes. So, next question. Are dreams supposed to make sense, or are they random?
I think it's a bit of both. Sometimes I think it's just, you know, you ate a burrito before you went to sleep, and so you had this really weird dream. Other times I think that they serve a purpose.
Yeah.
Like your dream that you had, I think, you know, might serve a purpose if you believe in that kind of thing. And I've had dreams where, like, I had a dream about fish, which is a superstition. If you have a dream about fish, someone you know is pregnant. And at the time, my sister was pregnant, and I already knew that. And so, like, I remember having a dream, and I called her or texted her the next day. It was like, oh, I had a dream about fish. Are you pregnant? Ha ha. And, like, in the dream, I had gotten a one fish from, like, their little claw game, which was really weird. And, like, the bag busted. And so, like, all the water was coming outside. I, like, had to hurry up and, like, scoop the fish up and, like, put it into some more water. And then I found out, like, that next week that my niece was pregnant. And I was like, uh-huh. And then later on that year, I think, a couple months later, my sister, who I already knew was pregnant, had a C-section. So I was like, I wonder if the whole taking the fish and putting it in the water, the other water thing was, like, telling me about that. I don't know. Maybe I'm stretching it. But
yeah,
fish, I had a fish dream, and then somebody I knew was pregnant. So, yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah, I think like you. They vary. You can have the random ones, and then you have ones that make sense and maybe mean something.
Yeah, because I also had a dream about, like, an evil cat that was trying to attack me. And then I said something to it, and it, like, flew backwards. So, like, I don't think that one.
Yeah, exactly. Some random dreams.
Yeah, like, that one, I don't think so much as me. Or it might, I don't know. Maybe somebody will tell me, like, well, actually, you can't see this when you dream about that.
God. Yeah, people who have nice dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot deal. Yes.
Let's see, next question. Do you wonder what your pets dream about?
No, I've got two dogs, and they always seem to be running after something, so I'm going to assume it's just running.
So, yeah, I think dogs are running, because you can see, like, their nose sniffing,
and their legs,
like, legs twitch a little bit, so I think, and they'll bark a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, back when I had a dog, I don't have a dog anymore.
Yeah. And those two are brothers as well, my two, so.
Aww.
Yes.
I'm going to come steal your dogs.
Don't steal my dogs.
With them.
No.
I just need to move to a new apartment so I can get a dog.
Yeah.
Because I'm allergic to cats, so probably wouldn't get a cat. Even though they're pretty cool.
And dogs are awesome.
Yes.
Because they're dogs, and they care.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They do care.
Cats care, too, sometimes.
Come on, they're cats. I don't want to offend cat people, but they do seem to use you a bit.
They're kind of assholes most of the time, but, like, they will come up and be all cute sometimes, usually it's like when you don't want to be bothered, but
Yes.
Good stuff.
So the next question is, do androids dream of electric sheep? I have no idea what that reference is from.
That's the world's
shortest question.
I love a famous sci-fi short story. Okay, I haven't read that one, but now I want to.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
I'm sure they do. Use three words to describe your favorite color.
I don't know. I'll read the words down below to see what she said.
No, don't read that yet. You're not supposed to read that.
I don't know. Well, my favorite color is red, and I don't really know how to describe
it. Describe red. What do you think of?
Red? Weirdly, blood.
Okay.
But also passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really think of a third word to describe it.
Come on, you're doing so good.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know, lust.
There we go. All right. So, let's see. My favorite color is purple, obviously, because I just rambled about that a minute ago.
Yes.
I always think of purple and, like, royalty, because, you know, the whole, it was an expensive dye, so only rich people could afford it type of thing.
Yeah.
I think of, this is harder than I expected.
exactly.
While I was talking about you, I think of Pretty because I like it, and Luxury, I guess. But it kind of goes along with the royal thing, whatever.
Yeah. So, three words that describe your favorite animal.
Three words that describe my... What's my favorite animal first? Oh, no. My favorite animal will probably just be a dog, just to be, like, you know, generic animal.
Yeah.
Fun, loyal, and... cuddly.
So time for a fun sort of tangent. My favorite animal, or like I think coolest animal, is like eagles. So that would be like strong, majestic, and I don't know, last one, sort of powerful. Because yes.
And then I guess I'll read this bit. I was told the words that you describe your favorite color are actually how you see yourself. Ooh. Describe your favorite animal is how you want to see yourself in the future. Was this accurate for you? What were mine? Friendly, cuddly.
Loyal.
Loyal. I'm loyal already, so.
And I got strong, majestic, and powerful.
Oh, you're gonna be OP.
Yep.
And then, wait, what were your color things like? Passion, blood.
Blood. I lost. Oh dear.
Blood, passion, and lust. I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how you see yourself.
Obviously.
That tells us a lot about you.
I'm full of bloodlust and passion, obviously.
True Englishman.
Yeah, obviously.
And I guess I'm full of luxury.
Royalty. And
royalty, and what was the third one I said?
I can't remember.
Me either, and I'm none of those things. I'm broke. I guess I'll read this next one since that actually wasn't a question that I just read. Yes. You can make any sandwich in the world. What is the sandwich you make?
Right, I think it's time for me to explain the epic sandwich I made with my friend while drunk now.
Tell me about that, but
There is the epic sandwich that me and my friend made, and we've never been able to replicate it. But the same.
It probably wasn't so good because you were drunk, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, probably that. But literally, it was three bits of bread, so it was a club sandwich, and you had sort of the lettuce, sort of both ends of the bread, if you know what I mean. So there was like four layers of lettuce. And then you had, we had gammon, we had turkey. This is all like leftovers because this was like New Year's, so there was still some leftovers from like Christmas.
Explain what gammon is to Americans.
Gammon, basically, the best way to describe it is really thick bacon.
Okay.
That's like salty. It's like really salty peeled pork, but it's really, really good.
Okay, so a salty ham like.
Yeah, it's like a ham.
Okay. So there was that, and what else?
Turkey, chicken. Then we also had salami and pepperoni. And prosciutto. And that was all the meat. So literally, we just shoved everything in these two sandwiches we made. And then we then had a load of jalapeno peppers. And also English mustard, because English mustard is the best. So this sandwich was incredible.
And English mustard tastes like what now?
It tastes like American mustard, but it's just spicy.
No.
And it tastes good when you put it with meat.
Yeah, all the meats that you
all of the meat that we put in it.
Yeah, I think that was a drunk thing. Like, if you saw it, that's when we've tried to make it again. And it didn't work.
If I'd make it again more sober, I probably wouldn't. Why the hell am I putting all this in one sandwich?
Oh.
What about yours?
I'm pretty simple. Like, I pretty much make the same kind of sandwiches. Like, I'm addicted to Cajun turkey now. ever since my niece told me about it. So I usually just get ham and turkey, like if I go to Subway or something. But now if I'm making the epic sandwich, it's going to be Cajun turkey and some kind of ham. Yeah. And then it's going to have mustard on it, American mustard, because America. And it probably have lettuce, and it'd have pickles, dill pickles, slices. Yeah. And that'd be pretty much it. Like, I'm good with that.
On the topic of Subway, I'm just going to throw out there that my favorite is Italian BMT, because all the meat.
Just all, you just want bread and meat, huh?
Yes. I'm simple. Definitely could not be, vegetarian.
No, I'd die.
No.
I would, like, start sleepwalking and, like, chewing on just random stuff in my refrigerator if I tried to go vegetarian.
Yes.
Even growing up Catholic during Lent, you're supposed to not eat meat on Friday, so it's just like, you know, a couple Fridays out of the year, but like, it's like knowing that I'm not supposed to have meat, I'd just be like, oh, I'm so hungry. You can still eat fish and seafood, but I'd just be like, I don't want that, I want pork chops or something.
Yes.
But on a normal day, I might accidentally not eat meat all day and be fine, like I might just, you know. The other things, but
Right. Next question is: we are at a diner. What do you order for breakfast?
I would order probably some bacon. If we're at my favorite like breakfast place, then I would order the chocolate chip pancakes from there.
American breakfast is so much better than English breakfast.
Yes, so bacon.
I think I just ordered a massive thing of pancakes with just loads of syrup on it.
Of course,
because I've never had it like before.
Wait, what?
I've never had pancakes for breakfast before.
Like, you've never had them at all, or you've never had them for breakfast?
I've never had them for breakfast, and I've never had like maple syrup with them either.
See, this is another time I wish I was a billionaire so I could just fly there and be like, eat this. I would have chocolate chip pancakes, the bacon, hash browns. I probably wouldn't have scrambled eggs. I'd probably have like a boiled egg maybe.
Yeah.
Or if I did have scrambled eggs, they have to be like cooked kind of like almost burnt. I hate runny eggs.
How'd you have runny eggs? Runny eggs are the best.
Slimy, and I'm gonna die, no thanks. I feel like I'm gonna get salmonella. I don't like the texture. It's the texture.
Fair enough.
Like they're too soft. Because when I feel them and they're too soft, like when I get them at restaurants, I'm like, these aren't done. And then I just don't feel right. But that, and then if I was just going to go all out, I would probably order, like, a pork chop or something. Why not?
if we were at an English diner, I would definitely get, I'd make you eat a full English breakfast.
Oh, you make me eat it?
Make you eat it, because you need one.
I wouldn't want to normally.
Because baked beans, sausages, for bacon. Breakfast? Huh?
You know what? I've heard of that. Why bake things for breakfast?
Baked beans are amazing for breakfast.
It's
like in tomato sauce stuff, it is incredible. Trust me.
I mean, I've had baked beans before. The only time I've had baked beans for breakfast is like the day after we have a cookout and I wake up at like noon and I'm like, I'm going to get some of what we had yesterday. And it's like technically my first meal.
But English breakfast, full English breakfast, it's greasy as hell, but so goddamn tasty.
So baked beans and what else?
Baked beans, bacon, sausage, occasionally black pudding, if you like it, which I don't.
What is it?
Black pudding is basically, this is going to sound horrendous, I blame the Welsh. It's literally blood pudding.
Ew. Yeah. No, whose blood?
Pork, pig, I think, or sheep, one of the two.
So you, like, take pig blood and then...
They, like, freeze it and, like, it's all, like, congealed and stuff and they make it into, like, a sausage. It's weird.
Oh.
It doesn't taste good.
Well, I would imagine not.
It's not good. Yeah, you missed out. Mm-mm. And then tomatoes, like fried eggs, things like that.
Mm-mm. I don't like tomatoes, as you say.
Toast.
I'm going to have to skip that. Don't be mad, but I don't like them.
We just remove the bits. Like I remove the mushrooms because mushrooms are awful.
Yeah, I don't. If I get something with mushrooms on top, like a steak or something, yes. I just kind of scrape them off.
Yeah. It's just the texture. It's like, no. Yeah. No.
It's like spongy and. Ugh.
Yeah. Slimy and. No.
Mm-hmm. Yep, see, that's how those runny eggs are. Yuck. next question. Tea or coffee, any particular flavor? Do you take cream and sugar?
Both. I like tea and coffee. About the same. Mm. Which isn't me being a very good Englishman, because surely I should like tea more. But
surely.
Tea-wise, particular flavor? I like Earl Grey tea.
Mm-hmm.
Might just be me being English, sort of just strong tea.
Probably.
Right. Coffee. I actually like really strong coffee. So. But then with cream and sugar, both. Yeah, I think tea I need one sugar, and coffee I need two.
I don't really drink tea that often, but I like it, and I don't have a particular flavor of tea that I like. Yeah. And I don't drink coffee that often either, because it's TMI makes me go to the bathroom. So, yeah. I don't drink it that often.
Fair enough.
But, like, if I have tea, I think I just like sugar too much, because I probably put too much sugar in my tea, and I put too much sugar in my coffee, and I need cream.
Yeah.
So, all the sugar.
All of the sugar. Great. Next question. What is your favorite food and drink?
Favorite food. Well, the thing that I usually will order if I go out to eat would be a steak or some kind of pork chops. Obviously, since I've mentioned it like four times in this audio. But my favorite drink, like just regular soft drink, would be, like, if there's an option, I want root beer.
Yes, root beer is good.
So that'd be like number one. Two, like second choice, like root beer or cherry coke. Like one of those, but probably root beer more, because I just like root beer.
Favorite food for me, Italy absolutely ruined me, because actual Italian pizza is the best thing I've ever eaten, other than like a really, really, really good steak. But Italian pizza, like thin crust, freshly made, salami, prosciutto, pancetta, things like that.
Oh. All the meats from the epic all sandwich.
All of the meat from the epic sandwich.
The epic sandwich pizza.
Yeah. And favourite drink is actually mango juice.
Mango juice, interesting.
Do you know why? I just love mango juice.
I don't think I've ever had just plain mango juice. I've had mango, you know, like mango orange or something mango in it, but I've never
just mango juice is, it's so good. And, like, if it's an alcoholic drink, I actually combine rum with mango juice, and that is the greatest alcoholic drink I've ever tasted as well.
That's good. I used to get, back when I would just, like, actually go out and drink at this bar.
Yeah.
Nearby, they had a drink, I think it was called South Beach, and I can never find the recipe like they made it, but I think it was coconut rum, and then I think it had, I know it had pineapple juice, and I know it had some other kind of juice. It was, I don't know, it was like tropical-ish.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. Yes. And, like, I think it had amaretto in it, too. Amaretto.
Yeah.
Liqueur, because it had a bit of that cherry-type flavor in it. Delish. Yeah. But, like, if I order a alcoholic beverage now, it depends on what I'm in the mood for. Like, if I just don't want to be bothered with ordering anything complicated, I'll just get a rum and coke.
Yeah.
Or get a Long Island iced tea. Possibly a Bahama Mama. Bahama Mama is like the closest to that South Beach I can find.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever had that.
Nope.
I think it's orange juice and some rum and some, I don't know. It's good.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
Yes.
Is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's my turn.
I think because you did the food and drink, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your turn.
Do you remember the last nice moment you had with a complete stranger? Examples, did you help an old lady across the street, open a door for a mother with a baby stroller? Have you and a stranger shared a laugh? Something happened that happened randomly? Did someone do something for you?
That was Friday night at work, helping old lady up the steps outside work, leading up to like the bit before the bar, like where the ring is, because she was sort of struggling up there and nobody else seemed to be paying attention, so I went and helped.
I can't remember my last moment, but like if I see somebody, like if I see someone coming behind me, or I'll hold the door for them most of the time.
Yeah, I always hold the door. I think that's because of English as well.
Well, yeah.
I always hold the door.
I'm in the South, so even though I'm a girl, I'll hold the door for a guy. I don't care.
Yeah.
Now, I won't, like, hold it like some guys do where they, like, hold it for you to walk through. I'll just hold, like, I've already gone through, but I will hold it open for you to come behind me.
Yeah.
I get kind of mad when people don't say thank you, but anyway.
Yep, I know that feeling. I once got shouted at by a woman for holding the door for her.
What?
Yep.
She did not like?
Nope. She had a go at me saying that she could do it herself. She didn't need me to do it. So she got angry.
Okay.
Yeah, I just said, okay, then walked off. Crazy woman was crazy.
I think of last time I, like, helped somebody. I'm sure I have, because, like, sometimes people might be, you know, carrying stuff, and they might drop something, and I'll pick it up or something like that, but I don't really think about it that often, just because it's a little moment.
Yes.
I mean, technically, everybody who was on the Skype call yesterday for the movie night is a stranger, and we all
had lots
of fun.
Yeah. That's the most recent, all of us laughing yesterday.
We didn't, like, you know, do things for each other. We weren't very helpful with each other. Just, we're talking about random stuff, and it was fun. And we're going to do it again next Saturday.
Yes.
Plug.
Selfless plug.
Selfless plug for the movie night on Skype.
Yes. Right. Next question. You are part of a band or singing group. What is your group's name?
That would be weird because I can't play any instruments and I definitely can't sing, so I don't know why I'm part of this music group. I'm trying to think of something good. All names I think of are lame.
Yeah. So I couldn't name them. I'm awful at thinking of names like that, but then I guess I've got an okay voice. I guess. I don't know. I can't really answer that question.
I'm going to name my band Blindly Awake. I can't be bothered.
Anyway, I'll just be in that band. Easy.
You're going to be in Blindly Awakened. That's what we're going to call it. Or Blindly. No, we'll stick with Blindly Awake.
And what's the album name?
Blindly Awakened.
Yeah, let's have the first album name, Blindly Awakened. Job done.
And done.
Oh,
I'm so lame. Okay.
Yep.
What do you think about when you look at the stars in the night sky?
Oh, God, I explained this in my thingy and deep, late night ramblings and deep thoughts thing.
Uh-huh.
I just think, start thinking how like small like the Earth is, how small, like, not insignificant a single person is, but how small in like the grand scheme of things a single person is. But
true.
Puts a bit of, sort of, allows you to reflect on stuff a bit more, I think, when I start looking at the stars and the night sky.
I don't get to do that as much as I would like. I wish I could go do that more. But I just think, I don't know, it's pretty. And I really love to just go somewhere with someone, maybe go out of the city and just look up at the stars, like get some blankets or something, or like, I think somebody in that audio mentioned getting blankets and putting it in the back of their truck or something.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, and I was like, want to do that, please.
Yeah. I guess I just want to go with someone like the sort of like the forest near where I live, forests and farms and stuff. Just walk, looking at the sky, stuff like that.
I volunteer for tribute.
I accept this.
I volunteer for tribute.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Well, I do like walking, like long walks with people as well. Like, doesn't matter who it is, if it's just a friend or family, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just like walking. It allows you to take your mind off things.
It's harder to do that in the city here because there's so much going on.
Which I think is why I'd struggle in a city, because there's just so many people. Like, yeah. I've always grown up sort of in like a relatively rural area, so.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think?
I think I could deal, but I need to get out of the city often.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and do stuff. Get away. Get away from things.
Yes.
Yes. So, next question. Have you ever made a wish upon a shooting star?
I have, actually.
I can't say I have. Never really seen one. I'll be honest.
Like, the one time that I actually did, like, go walking with somebody at night, was an ex of mine, and we went walking. It was like a little park that was like attached to like the town hall or something in the city, long distance and blah blah blah. But anyway, when I was visiting one time, we went, and then I think either I saw one first and then he saw one. Like, we didn't see the same one, we both saw separate ones. So, like, I made a wish, it didn't come true. I think I made some sappy girl wish. It's like, I want to be together forever. Nope. Like, I don't know. But then it kind of ruined the memory because, like, I think after we broke up, we were in that friend phase. And we were talking, and he was talking about how he met up with some girl and made out there. And I was like, of all the places you had to take her there, like, really? Like, we had a special moment there, and you had to take her there. Man, please.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to read the next one?
Is it my turn?
I'm not sure.
Oh. You did the shooting star one, so, yeah.
All right, yeah. Your turn.
How was your day, dear? Can you tell me about it?
I didn't really do a lot.
What did you say?
I was talking with you guys until like 7 this morning, and then I slept for like 3 hours and was just like half dead all day.
Oh. Yes. At least you took a nap yesterday.
Yeah, at least I took a nap.
And you took a nap today?
I did take another nap today, and it was worth it. That nap was real good. Although I did have good food earlier, because we had this like chicken wrapped in bacon.
Ooh,
and then mashed potato and salad.
Did you take a nap after that? Because that's the kind of meal you need a nap after you eat
it. I did take a nap after that.
You need a food nap.
That was really good food. How was your day?
It was okay. I slept for a while, woke up, looked at my phone, replied to some messages, went back to sleep. Got up, started cleaning a bit, had to randomly babysit for a couple hours. Yay! And was like basically folding up clothes and stuff that I should have done like 2 weeks ago. Trying to clean up for, my parents are probably gonna come visit, on Tuesday and spend the night, so must clean. They've never actually seen my apartment before. They've only been, because the city I live in now is where I went to college, and they only actually visited like once. Like, my dad took me for orientation, and then went back home, and they took me like when I, you know, came up here to move into the dorms, And then they, him and my mom and my other family came for graduation, and that was it.
Have fun.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just like, all right, gonna miss you, bye. Never coming back to visit, because I always would come visit them, so they didn't have to.
Brilliant.
Come visit and see my house and probably open up all the closets with all the stuff I threw in the closet to get it
out. Remember that words on the stuff in the closet.
Like. Basically, you need to clean up. So
it's like, I did. It's in the closet.
Basically, don't open the closets. What you open my closets for? I don't open closets when I go to your house. You have my closet. Probably need to show them around the city a bit. And, about it, but I didn't do too much today. I chatted on the Skypes, and now I'm doing this, and we've been going for 1 hour. We just hit the hour mark, but we're almost done.
Going well. One question left. Shorter than I thought.
Yeah.
So, last question is, I was wondering, what are you thinking about right now?
Nothing really.
Yeah,
I was kind of thinking, like, I thought we were going to ramble way longer than we did.
Yeah. I was expecting this to be like an hour and a half.
Yeah, let's just talk now for the like
30 minutes. Just talk for an hour and a half extra.
I thought it was way longer, but it's okay. Yeah. That's fine with me.
Yes, I'm not really thinking about anything. Not really.
This was fun.
Yes, it was fun.
I had someone to ramble with me.
Yes, someone to ramble with you is always good. It's always good with me having someone to actually talk to at the same time, because I always sort of don't know what to say.
Yeah, me either, but then I wind up talking forever about nothing.
But we love it.
Do you? Because I'm always like, no one's going to listen to this. And I'm
always People always listen to it. So you must be doing something right.
Well, I guess my secret weapon is putting the drawl tag on my post. Yours is putting the English accent tag. Yep.
I haven't done that once. And it did get me like 20 more lessons.
Yeah, so I wish you could go back and change the titles of stuff. Cause
yes.
That would help. And yes, sometimes I think of witty tags to put on after I already hit submit.
Yep, same.
But it's too late.
Too late indeed. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So, thank you all very, very much for listening, and hope you all have a very nice day.
Yeah, if you made it this far.
Yeah, if you made it this far. Congratulations.
Just, like, give a secret code for people who made it this far so we know if you listen to everything.
You have one free internet cookie for making it this far.
Yes. Yes. One free internet cookie.
Right. Goodbye.